Four special guests to talk a different angle now. The spouses, because we have with us at the moment Naomi Taylor, who's Paul's wife, and her daughter Freya, Mel Cassery, husband of Councillor Marie Cassery, and Magella Healy, wife of Thomas Healy. Thanks to you all for joining us. And I'll ask you, Naomi, first. And so many candidates have talked about the importance of their families and what they have to put up with and endure, particularly at election time. Is it difficult?
Listen, it has been very difficult, but we're 100% behind Daddy, and he's done really well, and the kids understand, and I understand that he had to do this, and listen, it's all paying off now. So listen, it is, it's very difficult, especially on the kids, but we're there now and we'll be fine.
Yeah. Do you go with canvassing yourself, Naomi?
We did. Myself and the kids were canvassing the churches with help from friends, and it was lovely. It was a real family event here, and we got to meet loads of different people that we wouldn't have met before, and they all know who we are now, don't they, Freya?
What did you were you out canvassing for your dad, Freya?
Looking for votes.
Yeah.
And she was doing the leaflet drop?
Yeah, I was doing the leaflet drop with my friends.
And you were doing the churches?
And I was doing the churches with my mum and dad and my siblings.
Yeah, and did you get well paid for it, did you? You get lots of pocket money.
She's going to get a McDonald's on the way home.
Oh, she? Well, that's better than money.
I think so.
Yeah, at some stage, okay. But, I mean, you must be very proud of Paul, Naomi.
Oh, super proud. But he didn't do it on his own. He did it. Louise paid, Trojan work, and friends, family, great team behind us. We're so blessed. We really are truly thankful and grateful to live where we are and have so many good people around us.
Okay.
And the kids, and we did it for Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. We miss him, yeah.
Magella, you're welcome. Thanks for joining us. I'll bring you into the microphone a bit. What's it like with Councillor Healy during election time?
It's like you said, it's hard, but it's all worth it. And like, I'm very proud of him and 100% behind him.
Yeah. And do you get dragged out canvassing and leaflet dropping?
Leaflet dropping, yes. Canvassing, I drive from. I don't go to doors.
Do you not?
Our daughter does that.
You wouldn't?
No.
Couldn't do that?
No, couldn't do that.
Yeah. And you weren't involved in the recording of the song, were you, that he plays?
No, that was the rest of my family.
Was it okay?
Yes.
Oh, was it? I didn't realise
that.
Yes,
it was.
Okay. Yeah. So you do the driving?
I drive, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that, isn't there, in this...
Oh, there is.
In the area that he represents.
And you get clutch leg as well, which doesn't help.
Yeah, because there's so many stops.
Yes, exactly.
All right, okay. But I am... I mean, more than Naomi, you're proud of
beyond proud. And he's a very, very hard worker.
Is he? Yeah.
And I'm not being biased. He is genuinely very hard.
Never at home, so.
No, but it does get to me now and again. But anyway, it's doesn't part it, and parcel of the job.
Yeah, but there's a lot of sacrifice. That's the point we're
there
making,
is.
Isn't there?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Even though it's only local politics. We know ourselves. There's meetings nearly, what, every night or second night?
Exactly.
You have to be at them. You have to be seen to be at them.
You have to be seen.
Yeah.
And he does be.
But you get used to it. You get used to it.
I should be used to it by now. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mel, you're welcome. This is Mel Cassery.
Thanks very much, Noel.
Yeah. You've a bit of a background in politics yourself, Mel, haven't you?
I wouldn't say that, really. Marie is she's the politician in the house, and she's done very well. As the two ladies said, you have to be very proud of, what we've achieved with a very small team. Like, this would be Marie's third time, the same as both Paul and Thomas.
Yeah.
And that I suppose Marie would always say, like, the first thing she thinks of in the morning is it good for Sligo? So that's really what's driving her. Family is probably the core of what has driven this on. Like, we've five kids, and the two oldest ones were out canvassing. The three others are doing exams, so James and the twins have exams tomorrow.
The Leaving Cert, I think.
Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert.
So you have all that going on in the middle of an election campaign.
It's all going on. They understand. They're very easy to deal with, And once the voting was over on Friday, it's nearly back to normal. We had a match this morning, a ladies' match, which didn't go too well, but you know, two of the girls, or two girls, played in the match for Melosh Gales against St John's, and you know, it's straight back into normal routine, you know. So, like, I suppose ultimately, like, Marie's brothers, her mother, and then, you know, like, a relatively small team of friends and colleagues that have helped us out, you know. So it's actually, it's a huge achievement, you know, what she's actually come up with. You know, she decided not to do posters and all that kind of thing as well. And it's just, you know, what can be achieved.
Luckily enough, says you, you'll be up handing up posters as well. You've been
taking them down
yourself.
Now. Yeah. We'll be taking them down now as well. So
just add to the pressure.
Yeah, but I mean, as the two ladies said, we all have lives outside of politics as well. And I think that's the point. You know, we all are just here to try and, as the Support Act, to try and make sure that the politician can go out and do the best they can for the community, because ultimately that's what they're all in it for. As far as I can see, no matter whether they're on the left or the right or in the middle, they've all got the very best intentions. That's my impression of the people that I've gotten to know through Marie and through the council.
And Naomi Paul's over the line now, has been for the last hour or so. Is that a big relief? Is it a nervy and stressful time coming up to the election count?
Well, Friday probably was the slowest day ever on record, and I thought yesterday was going to go faster, but it was even slower again. But anyway, you know, until you get the seat, even though you've met, you know, you've topped the poll or whatever, you're not comfortable until you get there. So listen, he's got the seat now, and we're so delighted, so relieved and thankful and blessed, and we're just going to enjoy this, and we're going to meet Nanny and Grandad now, and we're going to have a bit of a celebration with them because they weren't able to be here today, so we missed them.
All right, okay. Well, hopefully they're watching it. And Free, you get your McDonald's yet? You will.
You go for McDonald's?
Yeah.
Uncle Nevin wouldn't be happy.
Magella, you have, well, it's not too much to worry about, but still there's a bit of waiting involved,
still
isn't there?
Yeah. She's got everything will work out fine. Yeah. I'm confident it will.
But again, it's...
But like Naomi said, you don't worry until you've actually been elected.
And leading up to the count day, is that a particularly stressful time? It is.
It is. It's a busy, busy day.
Yeah.
Very busy day.
Okay. Well, we know how busy you've been, Mel, with ladies' football and leaving certs and what have you.
You kind of take it in your stride. I mean, as you said, Niall, we have an interest in politics anyway. We were in here tallying, myself and Marie's two brothers were in here tallying yesterday. You know, there's a bit of a buzz for the anoraks, you know, who are involved and who are interested in it, you know. But I'd just like to say a shout out to Alana Bruin, who's Marie, probably Freya's equivalent in our team, Marie's niece. She went out canvassing a few days and she did a great job, you know.
So. All right, okay. Is Freya a footballer?
Are you a footballer?
Yeah.
Who do you play with Freya?
Harps.
Eastern Harps all the way, isn't that right?
It's the Harps, isn't it?
And
Harps.
And Gertrude Celtic.
Yeah. And Gertrude Celtic as well. Okay. Thanks to all three of you for dropping by, and well done to you, Naomi, and well, this is inevitable that your Marie and Thomas will be elected as well. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Niall.
Thank you so much.
Naomi,
wish you all the
best. Naomi and Freya Taylor.
Well, go, Niall. My brother Damon said to ask you, when are you going to Old Trafford?
No, no, I'm not an Old Trafford. But somebody said earlier I wasn't a fan of Alex Ferguson, which is not true. He was in Sligo years ago, I remember, at a Sean Fallon function, and I have to say, he's one of the most nicest gentlemen you could ever meet. Absolute gentleman. But I'm not an Old Trafford fan.
Magella
and Naomi and Freya and Mel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's the spouses of Paul Taylor and Marie Casterly and Thomas Healy.